Christians unite around the Darfur genocide. Corruption in Yemen fails to slow the pace of ministry. And a missionary radio station is attacked in Kenya. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. With government and rebel leaders talking in Darfur, Sudan, the World Evangelical Alliance is asking Christians to unite behind the millions who are still suffering in the region. WEA's International Director Jeff Tunnicliffe.
This oppressive regime in Khartoum has finally signed a peace accord with the rebels in the Darfur region. But action must be taken very quickly. There are 2.5 million people at risk. The Relief and Development Agency have had to move out because of the conflict, and now we're hoping that they can move back in.
While uniting behind this may sound political, Tunnicliffe says sharing the gospel is paramount, but there are challenges.
The challenge is when we're working with vulnerable people, how do you share the good news? First of all, we live it out. And then as people see us living it out, we get the opportunity to share the transforming message of the gospel with people.
Pray that peacekeepers will be allowed in so that Christians can help physically and spiritually. Next, as the cold breaks its grip on Afghanistan, Taliban insurgents are coming down out of the mountains to attack the innocent. The potential for violence is forcing Cure International to hire more security guards and put up barriers. Cure's Mark Bush tells us why they're there.
What we really feel like we're called to do is to go into areas of the world where the Christian witness is not as strong or prevalent and establish a hospital. And then through our work there, through our outward evangelistic efforts, are able to spread the gospel.
It's not just treatment. Cure also trains Afghan doctors to train other Afghan doctors. Bush says Cure has established the Afghan Children's Fund, which serves a twofold purpose.
So not only is it a way for somebody here to providing care directly to the children of Afghanistan, but it's a great witness to the parents that sit there and say, wow, this is wonderful. There are people that care about us.
Go to our website to find out where to contribute. You're listening to Mission Network News. Smuggled medicine is causing quite a stir in Yemen. Poverty is one reason why the black market on medicine thrives. Interserve's John Kennedy says it's also due in part because Yemen is one of the most corrupt countries in the world. It's a challenge for a medical ministry working in the area.
It can become very difficult sometimes to practice medicine and serve Christ, share your faith in an ethical way. Our people continue to do that, but it sometimes means that they're not able to take all the opportunities they could take because they're not willing to pay bribes.
Kennedy says although terrorism against Christians is a threat, actions speak loudly.
That as you treat the whole person and not just worry about one part, that they are much more open to share about every part. And so they're receptive to spiritual truth to try to understand why our expat workers believe what they believe.
Meanwhile, Kenya's church leaders are widely condemning last Friday's deadly attack on Christian radio station Hope FM. Masked gunmen burst into the Nairobi studio shortly after a broadcast in Swahili, comparing teachings of the Bible and the Quran. One died in the attack, three were injured, and set the building on fire. No one has claimed responsibility for the attack, but there are demands for an intermediate peace council while an investigation goes on. Pray that ministry will continue despite the threat. And Back to the Bible has good news from its Australian branch known as Christianity Works. They've recently started broadcasting on Radio Rwanda. A listener from Kigali wrote to say she'd been following their programs and appreciated their help in faith building. Her words are encouraging to the team. They strive to communicate the gospel message in a fresh way to a thoroughly postmodern society. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. M&N is making available two resources this month, Book of Hope's Three Stories DVD and Rob Hoskins' book, Seeds of Spiritual Lineage. You can request them at our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. The DVD will motivate you in missions, while the book will help your daily prayer life. You can also get them at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.